You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let it love.
Welcome to It's a Gory with your host, D.B. Richards.
Fran. And our guest host.
Hi, I'm Kristen. I didn't have something as cool as you guys, but I'm still like laughing over the whole transition of D.B. Richards at Fran.
what'd you think of the pay-per-view this week?
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was better than WrestleMania.
WrestleMania was horrible.
It wasn't that bad, but I thought that WWE always has this... They always somehow make the pay-per-view after Mania better as far as the matches go. Like, everybody has, like, rematches. Okay.
So pretty much we get the matches that we want to see on the pay-per-view after WrestleMania?
Yeah, or the matches end up being better, except for, well, Orton and Wyatt was still pretty bad. But besides that, like, all the matches were really good, so.
So, Kristen, if fans want to know about you, you are fourth on the list of the Fantasy League.
How you doing? Ha! Boom!
With 304 points. So you made the 300 club for right now.
Yes. Hanging in the top five, which I finished in the top five last year. So, holding on. Feeling
pretty
good.
How'd she do for last pay-per-view?
What did she do last pay-per-view?
I think I was in the top 10.
Were you in the top 10?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if this is the whole total.
Yeah, you can find me somewhere all the way at the bottom.
Right next to me.
Which, to be honest with you, for a Raw pay-per-view, that's really abnormal for me, and Dave will attest to this. Anytime there's a Raw pay-per-view, I immensely get screwed. Always, always, always get screwed.
So somehow, you took my spot from last time, but I moved up one.
But here's the thing. I am not angry about it. Because I always set my expectations low, and I always pick the people who I think are going to win, but not exactly the ones I would like to win. So I was like, oh my god, this actually worked out correct. Wait a second, who the heck did I even I won like maybe one match, two matches.
I think you won a couple matches.
Couple.
Yeah, so the thing that got me was I was reading an article on one of the sites on Facebook. Two of the matches that I picked, the Bayley match or the women's championship match, and then the cruiserweight. So I actually had the picks right, but they changed them right before they went out. So it was like they were going back and forth all day on this. So they had actually stuck with what they wanted to do. I would have had two more matches underneath my belt. So I'm just saying.
Oh. Be so perfect.
Wow.
Okay.
Gosh. I was shooting for that perfect score. I got a couple last year. I'm just saying.
Kevin Bender's still number one. He's up there at 356. So
he's putting his bets at Vegas.
Joe Law gets second place. George Pottorino. Third?
No, that's not his name. What's his name?
The Ticket Taker!
Who doesn't give a crap
about the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's right.
George Pottorino.
Alrighty.
Yeah, he got a nickname. Oh. Yeah, it's kind of cool, you know what I mean?
We haven't actually talked about this during any of the episodes, but was it Mania that you were saying that the whole... The whole issue about people predicting wins with, like, people winning the match that aren't in the match originally, and you made a big fuss about it?
No, I didn't make a big fuss.
So are we referring back to the Fatal 4-Way Tag Match?
Yeah, that wasn't that we edited out. No, the guy picked two matches, two people. So yeah. I gave the one that was not in the match. The Hardy Boys weren't on the card.
But do we come to a conclusion on how we would actually go about that for next time?
Oh, yeah. Well, if they pick somebody else, if they pick one person, it's like, oh, if they come out, no, we're not touching it if they're coming out. You have to pick exactly right. If you pick Enzo and Cass, you got Enzo and Cass. Don't pick, I'm going to pick Hardy Boys if they come out. No, I'm not taking that.
No. That's the thing, though, is that I thought the whole thing was that they just can't change their mind or say, well, if these people come out, they could pick somebody and be like, well, this is my pick.
Oh, if they picked Hardy Boys the whole time and then say, oh, if they come out and then they pick Enzo and Cass, I'm going with Enzo and Cass. I'm not going to go, oh, if they come out.
Well, that was just ridiculous to start out with.
I won't accept anybody go Japanese wrestler or indie wrestler or...
Because the winner of that match would have to be quote-unquote Japanese wrestler. It's like, if there was a wrestler named that came out...
Dude, then... if somebody put down Mickey Mouse going to win, I'm going to say, oh, you lost that match because Mickey Mouse is not in there. You know what I mean?
But if he came out.
But if he came out, then they got points.
There you go. See?
One of these days, we're going to have Mickey Mouse on the show.
So, to sum that up, how I understand this is, you just have to stand by it. So, if they just said the Hardys...
If they just say Hardys...
And they didn't put a secondary
team
on there, then they would have gotten credit for the Hardys. Okay.
Yes.
Track. Got it.
Yes, but we all voted, and I, as the commissioner, I need a hammer. You have one, don't you?
We know how well commissioners do in wrestling, I'm just saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages!
Oh, this could have been used for the 10.
I know. That's awesome. Look at that.
Kind of hurts after a while, though.
Okay. Back to the whole Lee thing before we do anything else. I'm just amazed how sucky I am in this. WrestleMania put me down.
I have to admit, I'm kind of amazed, too, at how sucky you are.
It just hasn't been the same ever since.
If you didn't see that, it
just hasn't been the same since the Kevin Owens debacle.
Dude, I started going to the gym because I was getting fat like Kevin Owens. Nothing against Kevin Owens, being fat and out of shape.
Extraordinary wrestler.
And has to wear suits now.
In case you're listening, Kevin Owens, extraordinary wrestler.
But he
wrestler,
did wear
don't get us
a
wrong.
Suit for the show. I was kind of disappointed with that. I said, like, why couldn't he come out like Erwin R. Scheister? You know,
that'd be kind of
wear
cool.
The suspenders or whatever.
That would be awesome. So, I like Kevin Owens a lot, man. I remember him as Kevin Steen. He was fun.
Mr. Wrestling.
Mr. Wrestling.
Was that Nick Dinsmore or was it Kevin Steen?
Nick Dinsmore was more.
No, but wasn't his nickname Mr. Wrestling?
I don't know. That's
before he went. Before he went special.
Went special.
Yeah.
He went George.
Oh, that's not...
Ticket taker! Paul Rito.
I love how it just got real quiet.
That wasn't cool. He's not going to listen to this. He hasn't listened to one episode yet.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's like, I do listen to it, guys. What are you talking about? I listen to it when Chad listens to it. Chad is our number one fan. He has listened to, like, just about every single episode.
So. Oh, you could tell who watches.
To be fair, I might not listen to them the day that they air or, like, we post, but I do a lot of commuting to and from Northeast, and that's when you guys get my time. I'm just saying.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for giving us...
I was one of the hits in the last couple of weeks. I'm just saying.
There is something that we have to test out, though, because you said for the sound... Because the episodes before was on my microphone, which apparently was a big waste of time. But now we're doing it on the cell phone, and it sounds better from the last episode. So, I don't know.
But the mic is kind of cool.
Radio Shack. Like, God.
Oh, I have one question. If everybody put $1 into the league, and whoever wins the league gets like a WWE crate or something like that, would people donate dollars?
Could I just have the money?
No, I don't want to give you the money.
What about a Visa gift certificate?
No.
Then I could buy my own crate.
It has to be wrestling related.
How about an Amazon gift card?
What about a WWE Network card? Just saying. How you doing? Come
on. $9.99.
I don't want to pay anybody's network.
Why are we plugging that? Never mind.
So, dude, you know... It's
been embedded into our brains.
Yes.
That's why.
$9.99. How much is it again? $9.99?
You had that t-shirt, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how much I paid for it?
$9.99. Are you serious?
Ridiculous! I can't.
No, I thought it was good. I thought it was funny just wearing a shirt saying $9.99 on it. Come on, you don't think that's funny?
Yeah. No, I was just looking at this because I was like, "Shut up, computer." I love how I was like, wait a second, do we do banter or pay-per-view? We kind of flip it around, or what are we talking about?
We didn't get to the pay-per-views yet. We're just bantering about whatever, you know what I mean?
I do like the idea, though, to go back to your question, so that way that actually gets answered. So, yes. Yeah. I don't think, you know, four quarters from each person is a lot to ask. You can do it in the season, too.
It is for some people.
We could do it in installments.
Monthly installments.
Monthly installments of 25 yes.
cents. Yes, 25
cents. And we also need donations so that we could get a Flow Slam account so we could stream the House of Hardcore show.
Hey, dude, it would be awesome if we can...
And how much is that? Is that $9.99 as well?
No, it's $20 a month.
Uh-huh.
All right. Dude, we should open up a page for people to donate.
GoFund our late.
Yeah.
A GoFundMe page.
GoFund and Sigori podcast.
Oh my god.
Because we need stuff.
Yeah.
We need cameras. We need cameras
desks. And a desk. Well, no, that's not necessarily us. Having the cameras would be very nice, because I think the camera that I have right now, it only shoots at like 480p resolution.
Oh, really?
So it's like.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, I would say so. Actually, you know, I don't even think it shoots it that much. I think it's like two something.
Two something, yeah. Still all right. We can see like behind our heads.
You are so optimistic about that the camera's quality there. It's like no.
And we're talking about this for the YouTube channel, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yes, okay. Yes. We're
making sure I'm trending on.
Yeah. We're gonna give people shares.
Yeah.
You can have
you really want to have your dream of doing your own ride along show. Like, even with the podcast, you're like, yes. I want to do a ride along.
Yes. No, literally, I want to like record people in my car.
Yeah, you know you got to let them know about that though, right?
Oh, they will know. Like, guess what?
You guys can't be like taxi cab confessions or anything like that.
Hey, I got a camera in the car and I'm going to record it, put it on YouTube and make me famous. You guys want to be here?
Yeah, here's that liability waiver.
they say yes on the goddamn camera. I got their yes.
No, you just in the seat, in the pocket. You just be like, there's a form right in front of you. If you could sign that and just pass out to the fund, that would be great.
Are you calling me a nerd?
It might have been actually the both of us since we're indulging in this conversation.
He just called us a nerd.
I'm fine with that.
We are nerds. We watch wrestling.
To be fair, yes.
Yeah, we do. Nerd.
The people I work with judge me, especially when I roll into work with a booty shirt.
Dude, I get judged wearing a School of Rock shirt because they don't understand me.
What is that?
That is Shakeology. So
because I've been looking at it the entire time going, what is in that?
So that is coconut and almond milk, chocolate Shakeology, and a banana.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, an ice, so that way it's actually like shake-like.
Where's the banana?
It is blended in there. How you doing?
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm having my my sugar beverage.
Sorry, I don't like looking like the female version of Kevin Owens. Sorry again, Kevin Owens. Again, love you as a wrestler.
He is the face of America.
The same.
So... that was funny. I don't want to be.
Dave just lost his shit.
Did I lose my shit last time too?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Oh shit. Okay. how you doing?
See, Enzo with comments are always appropriate. Just saying.
At least he's better than MVP.
Oh no! Don't even start with him. Although I will say that. I really, really hated Jinder Mahal until the last House of Hardcore show, because now I don't mind him so much because he's not MVP, so...
I was just saying, so we hate MVP more than Jinder Mahal.
We all hate MVP for what he did.
But it made me realize MVP has never had a good finisher. Like, his finisher has always been crap, so that already, like, kind of... How did he ever have a job?
Dude, the greatest thing about MVP was his TikTok...
No. The match was this good that one of the guys we went with, Dave Walker, fell asleep. In the match. That was the match he fell asleep on.
He really did fall asleep.
Oh, shit. Like, he fell asleep. And fell asleep during that match. Wow. Sorry, Dave. Sorry.
Yeah, Dave does fall asleep a lot. He's always working, so he's like, doesn't have time for himself.
I just found it funny. Like, we're in the old ECW arena. I'm excited because this was my first HOH event.
Yeah, your first
I was completely, like, so I know that there was judgment from other people in our group or whatever. I had a freaking blast.
Oh, I had fun during the event.
So, like, we're sitting there, we're having a good time. People are, okay, so that match was a wee bit quiet with MVP and the dude that had BJ up on his tights. I don't know who the hell that was.
BJ.
Sorry, again, I'm not really an indie person. This is where I lose a wee bit of credibility. I'm really kind of more so a WWE kind of girl.
BJ, but, yes.
So, yeah, and then, like, somebody just knocks out in the middle of a wrestling match. And I'm like, oh, okay.
It's MVP. It's understandable.
Somehow, every time I go to a HOH show and I see Blue Me signing autographs, I'm fucking scared to see him.
You know something? I was talking to Dave about this, and I said, dude, I told you, you have to be the one to talk to Blue Meanie, because 90% of the time when we go to the HOH shows, you're not even watching the matches, you're talking to the people that are in the autograph section.
That's true, you were gone for a good period.
It's like, we're looking around going, where is he? And he's just like, kind of, you know, randomly somewhere like talking to, what, like John Morrison or something.
Oh, dude, I would talk to John Morrison for like a couple hours.
Right.
Dude, it was awesome.
You see that spot on YouTube where he like fell trying to do one of his parkour moves? Like,
no.
And like the entire crowd was like, oh my God. And then they realized that he was okay and they were like, you fucked up.
So I have to say though, real briefly, if nobody has gone to an HOH show, again, it's a blast. And I'm going to do a little Tommy Dreamer promotions here because I barely knew any of the roster that was out there. And it was an effing good time. It was just so much fun. Even though I didn't want to pay $120 to get autographs by both of the Hardy brothers and my photo taken with them. Love me some Matt and Jeff Hardy. That was not happening in my budget. Still had a great time. So anybody who has not gone to one, what is it, August 12th? August 12th is the next one. Like, come on out. Like, it's a blast.
We had to put your name down on the list, too. That's how you're going.
Did I just make the list?
You made the list.
I made the list.
Who was the one on Facebook that was ranting about it costing that much money? Like, there Monty, was one person.
It was Monty.
I was with Monty, so I was actually in line with Monty and his girlfriend's cousin. I apologize if you hear this. I'm really bad with names without name tags.
Wasn't her name Nicole?
Maybe I'd have to ask Monty. No. I'm sorry. But anyway, we were standing in line, so we get up there, and there's, like, no signage or anything else like that. So we're, like, we're literally staring down Matt and Jeff, a couple people
it's like,
out.
Oh, who's that guy right there, Bob?
And there's a guy that is working the event, and he's like, yeah, please make sure you guys have your money out and everything else like that. And so I kind of leaned into him and said, hey, just by the way, how much is all this running? He's like, yeah, it's $30. And I said, per brother? He was like, yeah. And then I said, that's just for the photo? And he's like, yeah, and then it's another $30 for the autograph. Sounds like we're standing down like $120. Again, I love Matt and Jeff Hardy. Please don't get me wrong, but Monty kind of flipped his shit a little bit about that. And there was a whole bunch of F.U. Hardys after that fact. But
here's the thing, though. I had a good experience with Matt Hardy, so I have no hate. Like,
no, this is where Monty got upset, though. I guess, like, maybe the last one that Matt was at prior to this,
it was
signed, like, an autograph for, like, $20 or something like that. So I think that's kind of where, like...
They had to cover their court costs. Yeah. But I think they went to WWE because they were like, hey, if things fall through, we still got our money. So
I'm like, it's a business. I get it. But from the younger fan generation... Like, that who can't afford to buy the kid the autograph, that does kind of suck.
I'll just roll by
with my phone. I'm like, oh, there's Matt and Jeff.
Honestly,
my
though, anybody that is willing to spend that kind of money, they deserve to get their money taken.
Well, and what was the other point of that conversation I think you guys were talking about last week was, it's with your own phone.
Oh, dude, yes.
That was the other point of contention on how much that cost.
So that's when you say that you don't have a phone. So what do they do now? Hey, I want to give you money for it. I don't have... So, hey, why don't one of the Hardy boys, like, take a picture with their phone? I'm sure they got one. Just send it to us.
Yeah, could you text that to me? Yeah.
Text us a number.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. No, like, literally, like, I watched Rest in Peace to Balls Mahoney, and I'm, like, watching this kid getting autographed. He's like, oh, my gosh, Balls Mahoney. And then he goes, $30. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I watched him, and I'm like, on his fucking phone? I'm, like, so amazed, like, wait a minute.
I don't know how much it was for him, but I remember you guys talking about Sergeant Slaughter last week, but I think most of them were running kind of the same pricing.
Well, here's
Juvie was different. Juvie was $15.
Was he? Okay.
Well, and it was $25 for both.
You keep calling him Juvie. What is he?
Juvie juice.
Juvie. Well, there's that story where you were talking about how much it costed to get a Bret Hart autograph over at the Blue Rocks game.
Yes.
But here's the thing, though. I don't think that Tommy Dreamer has Blue Rocks money, honestly. Like, he's like...
But Dreamer does it for free. If you went up to him and get a picture...
Because it's Dreamer. I mean, and it's his... He's getting his money elsewhere, okay? Like, you know...
It's true.
And that's kind of more of the reason why I think it was a little off-putting to some people, because Tommy Dreamer puts on this promotion, you know what I mean, for the love of wrestling, fans.
But I think...
You know what I mean?
I think the wrestlers that go there... They probably have, like, a low downside, and they're like, charge this much for your merchandise, you know, and that's how... So he doesn't have to pay as much. So you know what? That's what they need to do. Be like, Dreamer, come on, cough up a few extra bucks.
The next HOA show, I am going up to Blue Meanie. I'm going to ask him to sign the autograph to Insiguri.
What are you going to do when he says $30?
I'll pay for it to just have Insiguri on it.
No. If you're going to do that, then be like, tell you what. If you sign it like this, you could also do a shout-out, right? He's going to be like, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Like,
that's when you slip on a business card with the Insiguri logo on it. I'm like, so how you feel about podcasts? How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
We keep on calling him out. Hoping he listens or something.
I need to call out some other people.
We will. We call him MVP. It's telling how
I really don't. I really don't want to talk about MVP though. Like, you know, do you really like that? That would probably be about as interesting as like, yes, we got an argument with who online have you got an argument with? There has to be at least one wrestler out there.
No, dude, I chat with Steve Corino back in the day about the Phillies.
Oh my God, there was this one story about Steve Corino where this was back when people were still using, like, AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
And his screen name was, like, I think it was King Old School SC. And I had my own screen name. It was Old School King SC. So, like, I guess somebody online thought that I was Steve Corino. And
that was you?
And shut up. No, you weren't a wrestler though, because this guy messaged me and he was like, oh, I want information for your wrestling school and everything, and I was like,
I want to play that.
Yeah, I've been like, yeah, just send your deposit to this account, you know, we'll get back to you, like,
yeah, give us the money now.
Yeah, that's when people on AOL was so funny when you had like screen names that really look like it would have been like from WWE or wrestling. Like, I think other one, it was SMWWE, like Stephanie McMahon or Shane McMahon WWE, and people were like,
oh my god,
what are they doing in WWE room? And I just like type away. I'm just like, I'm just seeing what the fans want these days, you know?
Stop. Playing people on AOL. Love it.
Is AOL still out there?
Yeah.
Some of it still exists because I had still have one of their emails, but, you know.
Still sending out free trials.
For trials, really?
I just got a CD the other day.
They're drink coasters. The problem with AOL, though, is that once you install it on a computer, it doesn't come off. Like, even if you, like, wipe out the hard drive, AOL is, like, computer aids. So.
Computer aids?
It's like the cockroaches after the apocalypse. Just kind of hanging out.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, gosh. That was great.
All right.
Let's see. What the heck was the name of the last pay-per-view? I already forgot.
Payback!
My goodness! See, my mind was so focused on Great Balls of Fire and how bad that name was, I was like, what the hell was the last one? Payback, yeah, so...
I love how you go from Payback to Great Balls of Fire, completely skipping Backlash.
I still can't get over Great Balls of Fire. I don't think anybody can. Like...
No.
I mean, WWE seriously just wanted that, like I said, just so they could say balls on the air.
Well, it's got people talking about it.
And just so Booker T can be like, my goodness gracious! Like, yeah, I'm waiting for him to do that.
I'm still not into the whole Booker T on TV. I'm like, can we get David Tongo back?
So
I don't like David Tongo, but...
He's doing some sort of movie or something is what they keep saying, why he's not there.
Yeah, it's called, I don't know.
It's called I Don't Know.
What would be the ultimate douchebag commentary team?
Who?
Dude, I like Graves.
No. I'm saying, who would be the one where you're just like, can you please get these people off? Like, just get them out of here.
Booker T. Jerry Lawler. I can't stand him. What? I can't stand Michael Cole.
I got one for you. How about Booker T, Taz, and JBL?
Oh, that would totally suck.
I think
suck.
You win.
Dude, throw...
Yes. Brand wins.
Yes. What would your commentating team would you like to have?
So I gotta agree with Corey Graves. He's really growing on me. I really do like Corey
Graves
a lot.
First, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I let me do mine first. Like, dead or alive? Dead or alive?
Okay.
It has to be alive. Somebody, like, a commentary team we can have right now.
Oh, okay, all right.
Right now, we can't have Heenan.
Because why not? He would still be more entertaining in his state.
Yeah, he would be, but, like, I don't think he will be...
Okay, well, technically he's still alive, but Frey didn't say anything about picking Bobby Heenan in his prime. So, technically, you meet the criteria of Heenan's still alive.
But Bobby Heenan, like, if you watch the videos of his dilapidated whatever state right now, like, he is still more entertaining. Like,
oh, dude.
You cannot understand what he's saying, he's still more entertaining. It's like, this guy
dude,
is
Heenan
awesome.
Will always be one of my favorites all the time. But, like, literally right now, anybody that's in the business, I will start off doing the play-by-play part, Joey Styles. I love Joey Styles. Okay? Put Corey Graves with him? Dude, that would be awesome.
I don't want to say Joey Styles with anybody else, though. He's, like, the one-man team. So.
But, like, ECW gave him people later on.
I don't know. He was just always in his element by him because he always took pride in the fact that he's like, you know, I'm the only guy that could call a pay-per-view on my own. So, although him with Mick Foley was actually not too bad. So.
I'm not a big fan of Mick Foley on the commentating team.
But the two of them together were pretty funny.
Like, I like the heel guy and I like the good guy.
Right.
Both together.
Like
how,
Carla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan.
Yes, they were great together. Yeah. They were perfect.
Don't want to mention Raw yet, but is Booker T a heel or a face announcer? He really is acting like a heel announcer right now.
He's the ducky quacky wacka, whatever.
He's kind of running the line, but he did make some comments. What was it with the Hardy Sheamus Cesaro match? Was like, no, they should be doing that. Like what at the end when Cesaro and Sheamus came back and attacked the Hardys. So he definitely kind of started flipping heel, but you have Corey Graves. Corey Graves does it well. You really don't need
Corey Graves. Corey Graves hates you if he doesn't like you.
You know who I actually like, but it's a waste of wrestling talent to have him on the commentating booth, was Austin Aries. I liked when he got on there when he was recovering from his injury and was calling a 205 live match.
Yes.
So.
He was good on that. Corey Graves, I will go with Joey Styles because I like Joey Styles. And... damn, he's dead. He would have been great.
Okay, who is it?
Did he just say, damn, he's dead?
Just pull him out of his casket and just throw him up there. You know, still
be like,
are we going to
burn
his thing
bad?
No, wouldn't Piper and Graves would have been great together?
Yeah.
Dude, they would have been going off to each other. They would be working together very well.
So you know who I think is doing a fairly good job, but she's not commentating, is Renee Young. So she does the Raw talk and the talking smack. So I think she does a good job, but with the right partners, maybe if they put her on Raw with like Corey Graves.
It's always
so much about Michael Cole, but...
I don't like Cole. I don't like Jim Ross. Jim Ross, he didn't do anything to make me, like, want to watch wrestling.
Never?
Never.
Not even a barbecue sauce?
No, dude. I kept on saying, God damn, thank God the North won.
Stop. I can't with you.
We got our heel guy over here.
Yeah, I guess we know who the heel is of that.
No, I never like
Bran.
Sad thing is, I don't like Jim Ross. I don't care about his barbecue sauce. I don't care about
blasphemy.
I don't care about his Bell palsy. I don't care.
Well, to be honest, I don't think he really cares about it either. So, like, you know, that's not something he looks forward to.
No, literally, I was sad when his wife died, but.
You know what was really messed up though was for at WrestleMania when they were like, Oh, it's great to see you, Michael, or,
Jim
yeah,
Ross.
Michael Cole, it's really good to see you, Michael Cole. No, Michael Cole was, like, saying, oh, you know, we have Jim Ross here, great to see you. I know you're going through a lot of things, but, you know, we want to hear, like, you know,
Jim the Ross. The good old JR!
Yeah, it was like, there was, like, no fucks given. Like, you know, we'll just do your thing, you know.
So here's where I'm struggling with some of the older commentators mixing in with the newer teams, or like with Booker T or Jerry Lawler when he does Raw Talk, or, you know, even, you know, good old JR when he was on WrestleMania, is they don't fit that same flow. Like, I don't really feel like that they are abreast with what's really going on in the WWE, like, meaning, like, they just, they can't keep up with the action. Like, so some of the stuff that they're talking about doesn't really fit the bill with the match. It doesn't fit the flow of that match. And that, so, like, Booker T's killing me Monday night.
I think that's one of the reasons why WWE took them off TV.
Right.
I was never a big fan of Jerry Lawler. Like, I liked him when he was, like, a heelish. And then when he started doing puppies. Dude, okay, we get the point. Puppies. You said it 15 times already. Puppies. 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 Oh, my gosh. Shut the F up. I didn't curse this time.
Well,
super proud
shit.
Of you. Well, they're not some bitch. Anyway.
So, Corey Graves, listen to him. The guy's great. You know what I mean? Who's on SmackDown? It's
JBL.
JBL. Saxton and
Saxon?
The dude that got busted out for the photo sex scandal thing. I'm a jigger.
Tom Phelps.
The one, that says he's going to, like, fuck you in the face or something.
Yeah.
Tom Phelps.
Paige completely took the heat right off of him, didn't she?
The thing that cracks me up, when Jericho and Kevin Owens was doing an interview, this is before they broke up, and they're like, it's a different guy doing the interview. He's like, okay, Tom Phelps. And I'm like cracking up. It's not Tom Phelps, but it's hysterical. I don't know. Jericho is that great. I don't know.
He is. He's the GOAT, dude. Did you not see the signs last night?
The GOAT, yeah.
Yeah.
You're just mentioning Paige. Speaking of that, why is Del Rio a better heel online than he ever was on TV? You ever notice that? Like his Twitter page or whatever? Like when he's just...
Because he doesn't have to actually execute some semblance of acting skills?
The reason, because he doesn't have anybody in corporate world... Vince McMahon telling him what to do and what to say.
But his execution of it is just piss poor. I'm sorry, I'm not a humongous Del Rio fan, just because of his character development. I know some of that falls on to his former employers, but I just think his execution's piss poor.
No, when he won the belt in TNA for like all but 5 seconds before they were like, you have to forfeit the belt, or it was like, why does everything that Del Rio touches, like, turn into something horrible?
Well, the whole TNA thing, he wasn't even under contract.
Yeah, he touched Paige and her sex tape came out.
But it was already there beforehand.
But we didn't know about it till then.
Yeah. And how did it ever come out? What was it, like GTV or something?
Oh my gosh, did you just bring up something Vince McMahon had, like, going on? GTV? Do you remember that?
Yeah. And they never made it clear who was behind it.
No.
And a lot of people were just like, it's Goldust TV.
Goldust TV?
I would not.
I would have gave it to Glitter.
No, Glitter. So the next pay per view is what? So we went from Payback.
Okay, Payback.
To what we liked it better than WrestleMania. I think we determined that, right?
Okay. here's a question though. Like,
who the hell is Glitter?
First three things that come to mind as far as Payback goes, like, what was the good out of Payback?
The Jericho and Owens match was good.
That was good.
Okay, the second thing.
The Aries and Neville match was good.
And last?
And last, Braun Strowman.
So I actually liked...
Oh, you're talking about House of Horrors.
No. So Braun Strowman. I love how you didn't even say Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. You were like, So we had this match, and then just Braun Strowman. Oh, that was the good.
He didn't wrestle like the Visible Man. I didn't see anybody in that ring.
It was John Cena. You couldn't see him.
He's like, I'm fucking annoyed now.
Okay, so you got the good. I guess I'll have to get the bad. Let's see, what was so bad about the pay-per-view? I liked House of Horrors, even though it was really, really horrible.
But I liked your comment before we got started was you had to accept it for what it was and have no real serious expectations.
This is the thing,
that
every single person, like, okay, there's going to be a couple special people, myself included, that was like, you know, I looked at it the same way that you look at, you go to watch a movie, you know it's going to be horrible. Yes. But you just want to see how horrible it's going to be.
Sharknado 4.
But then you're watching it, and you're like, oh my god, I can't believe they're doing this. And it makes you laugh. See, it was entertaining in that way. And everybody else is like, oh, why did... I am insulted watching this.
But the people are upset about that thing. You're going to a wrestling event paying like maybe like $100, $200 for their seats to watch something on TV.
You know something, though? They had a bunch of other really good matches. Anybody that's willing to spend that much on a wrestling show, once again, like, you know, I mean, hey, there was... All the other matches were really good. You had one dud. Like, most other pay-per-views, you're lucky to get, like, you know, it's like, here's a good match, and then, like, these matches are just like, why the hell
we
have
to... So the thing that I was thinking of, if they had left Bray Wyatt on SmackDown during that whole Superstar Shake-Up, how good... Obviously, it would not have been on Payback because there would have been no need to have that match on that pay-per-view because it was a Raw pay-per-view. But I wonder where that storyline... Because they started out really good, really well with that storyline and that turn with, you know, Orton and setting stuff on fire and heading into WrestleMania. But that's where it started.
But the WrestleMania match was horrible.
Yeah, like, who thought holograms on a mat was intelligent? Just want to put that out there.
Dewey Foley.
This is the problem.
Oh, I was just joking
this,
about
this. This was the problem with like the feud to start out with, was the fact that, like, they don't give a fuck about Bray Wyatt. They're like, your character is bulletproof. We can, like, literally, like, piss on you. You know what it is? It's kind of like what they do with Kane is, like, with Kane. Kane has gone through so many bad storylines, and they're just like, you know what? Like, but...
Are we talking about Katie again?
No. Well, yeah, see, that... You see, like, that's something that people will never, ever forget. And, like, yet, you know, people are still like, yeah, Kane has some good stuff in there, too.
Yeah, didn't she die in a pit bull fight with Michael Vick?
I don't know. but...
How you doing?
Wyatt should have been, like... Wyatt was Orton's bitch. Wyatt needed the help from the Bollywood boys or whatever and Jinder Mahal to get a pin on Randy Orton.
If you want to talk about a bad, I have to go with... Miss TV.
You're just mad because Finn Balor whooped his ass.
No. They could have added an all match to the card. Okay?
Just so somebody could get extra points.
No, I wasn't. No.
I don't know. If we go by the previous rules, it wasn't
no,
on
it just
card,
made more sense. Because, okay, let's have Finn Balor tack on Miz. Miz can go, I want a match with him now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, on the card. So you add an all match on the card. Because
I think that would have been a good match, and a preview to that would have, well, actually, ever. I shouldn't say a preview, but we saw a glimpse of that. Miz, I know you're a big fan of The Miz,
yeah.
And I really love his mic skills, but he really kind of held his own in there with Seth Rollins and Finn Balor, and that was a really great main event for, and I was shocked, because I've had a tough time with Monday Night Raw recently.
Dude.
And liking the programming.
I've had a tough time with Finn Balor, ever since he got
elbowed in
the face.
I know, you think he looks like he's on drugs.
Yes, he really does.
I'm telling you, as a female, that is not what we're looking at. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah, I realize everybody's looking at, like, you know, it's like, smart. Look at those abs and that.
Dean Ambrose told him to have a car, which was one of the funniest effing spots on all of Monday Night Raw this week.
But it's the fact that it's like, I don't know how to put this. Like, he looks like the demon without the demon makeup. It's like, why?
He should be the demon all the time.
I mean, why does he look like he have ADHD?
I wish he was Demon Kane, you know what I mean? Oh, is that what he's calling him? Kane or King?
King.
It was a joke.
I really just don't feel like
he looks
translated
like,
well.
He looks like he has a 1,000-yard stare. Or like when Jinder like elbowed him in the face. He just hasn't recovered yet. So.
Oh, dude, I like Jinder. I don't, something about him like makes me want to like move into your neighborhood.
Silence, cricket.
Yeah, Jinder.
Jinder, your neighbor.
All right, then. So, we're good with payback then. Awkward transition. How y'all doing? How you doing?
Yeah. Well, that fails.
We're kind of talking about Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, there were some really good matches post payback. I was very curious to see because, like I said, I was actually much more impressed with payback than I thought I was going to be because I was not in. Impressed with the card prior to the event starting.
No, looking
to be
at
honest.
Looking at the card on paper, you're just like, eh.
The one match, and it's kind of ties into a topic that we're slated to talk about here. I don't know what we're doing on time, but the Bayley Alexa Bliss match. Alexa Bliss has really come a long way, and she's really held her own.
Oh,
in that
dude,
match. I think that was a good call. But
I am a big fan. I didn't think they should. Made Bayley lose the title.
I think if they were going to, I think now that they have made that decision, they need to leave it on Alexa long enough to allow her some character development behind it. If they take it right from her, it's just kind of wasted.
Bayley needs to go back to being the underdog. That's what she's good at. I don't want to see the female John Cena.
The female John Cena, or you want the female Tommy Dreamer?
I don't want to see the female Tommy Dreamer drink Taker spit, okay? Like,
now you need to tell her a story.
I know. I saw what you're talking about, Tommy Dreamer and the Undertaker.
Yeah.
I've seen those. I've seen those old clips. Yeah. Okay. And then there was something involved with Tommy Dreamer's
mom. It's like, look, I'm just
like
a normal guy. Oh yeah. Well, here you're gonna have to have some of my tobacco spit. And apparently, you gotta like paid a decent amount of money to do that. And
how you doing?
And Undertaker still looked like he was going to vomit from looking at it.
Yeah, I can't imagine that that was pleasant at all.
Enzo and Kaz, Gallows and Anderson.
They were doing a victory. I'm sorry. I know you are not the biggest fan, but they are just getting... Enzo and Kaz are just getting screwed from a character development standpoint, just highly.
At least they got that thing with Florida. Lando, is it the Lando little trip thing? They're like,
oh, with Disney or whatever, with Universal?
Yeah, Universal. It's like, sign up and hope you win, blah, blah, blah. And
WWE is definitely getting their money out of those two as far as like commercial promotions between KFC and what was the other one, like Sonic or something like that.
Whatever keeps them out of the ring.
Don't hate. No, you don't.
It keeps Enzo from hitting the ropes.
I gotta hear that enough from him. Like, legit, seriously.
It's funny because it wasn't coming from me. Yo, the house on House of Horror match is up for sale.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm in. Lies.
36.
Okay, so for those who might watch American Horror Story, this house looks like, from the outside... the murder house from season one. So, I'll pass. Thanks.
So, next pay-per-view in your house one, you get a house for free, and this is it?
As long as Todd Pengo can announce that. You get a new house!
Where has he been?
I don't know. He's probably got an apartment with, like, Tony Schiavone or something.
No, it's literally, I would love to know where Todd Pengo... Dude, I want him to, like, sing, like, a sandwich... Slammy Award song.
Top pedophile.
But what was the kid's name that won the house?
Wow. You're really asking too much here right now.
I know, dude.
Yeah, I
though.
Really feel like that's off our script.
No, I was hoping. I'm hoping. The only person that keeps on listening to us every week, Chad LeBlanc. Please answer that question.
Yes, Chad. Please do.
Yeah.
Send us the answer on Facebook.
So, hey, dude, it's like the mortgage is $129 a month. I can afford that.
No, thank you. No.
What, you won't live there?
As long as they have all the props and everything from, you know, WWE probably just like left all the stuff in there. It's like, yeah, we're done.
We don't need this anymore.
All the little babies and the doll baby heads and
I want to see the real estate agent that rolls in there and doesn't know. Oh, what?
And, what happened
and,
here?
And the refrigerator that has like Bray Wyatt written on it or whatever. It's like, don't mind Dave. He's just reading a
today.
Message.
George the Ticket Taker, Ballerino. But today in WWE history in 2005. Rey Mysterio defeated Chavo Guerrero in a street fight at SmackDown Tape. George, do other things besides WWE.
I was gonna be like, wasn't this like a topic of conversation like 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Something like that.
No, I'm happy he's doing today, right? Like, in history.
But there's other things that happen
in the future.
But WWE
in the past.
Is the only thing that matters, man.
Drink it in, man. You're not a Jericho fan either? I don't really feel like I'm going to be invited back, but I'm okay with this. I'm just going to give him my list.
Good days and bad days. He's been on the good lately, so.
Who's that?
Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
It's stupid stuff, but I completely, like, could not stop laughing over Smack It Down, man.
Dave, we doing the podcast tonight? Yes, we are.
Ruh-roh.
Jamak's like, oh, gosh. It's okay, buddy.
He just needs to... Yes, he just needs to know
he's
that.
Heading he's heading us down
now. I'll start heading... What is 7:37, man?
Does that mean we have to start over?
Yeah, we're going to have our super extended edition. so he could come in and just be like, yo, guys.
What up?
He'll do the concluding messages or whatever.
Will he do the Everpool? How you doing?
I told him to hurry. See if he gets here. See if he could get in the last minute of the show. Be awesome.
All right, then.
With us. Goodbye, everybody. Yeah.
Okay. My God, we're running out of time. See you next week.
See you next week. Hey, this is DB Richards, Fran, Kristen, and JCL.
If I were to turn off right now and you didn't say anything, be like, yeah, we just turned the episode off right after you said you're on your way. You know, you just come over and chill for a little bit.
Come on down. Hurry. Dude, I'm thinking that we're having fun. Really are. We are really having fun. This is fun. That's what I was doing.
So I know it's not one of the next upcoming two pay-per-views, Backlash or Great Balls of Fire. And again, we just wanted to say...
Don't forget NXT's pay-per-view coming up, too.
It is, but I actually can't wait for Battleground because that's here in Philadelphia. So it's been a very long time since I've been to a WWE event.
Oh, you're going.
I really feel like I want to. You know, I definitely am planning on going to Royal Rumble in January because that's on one of my quote-unquote bucket list for events that I want to do.
Hopefully that one leaves a better memory than the 2004 one.
I want to go to the Battleground, but I have to work on the league.
You can go to the paper.
So, hey, let's go Battleground. So, hey, let me help you make this decision. Everybody out there that can hear us right this second, which would just be the three of us, let's take a vote on whether
and Dave Chad LeBlanc, because he's the only one that's listening.
I'm sorry, Todd, since we can't actually see your active vote, I'm gonna put it in my favor. So, who thinks Dave should go to Battleground? I do. So that's two. Fran's not voting.
Hi.
Okay. Well,
only if Fran comes.
So Fran should come too. I think everybody should come. Everybody, you know, in the league. But I don't know if that's going to happen. So, the more the merrier.
So, everybody that's in the league, pay for our tickets.
Yeah, so we can cover the show.
No, that's for her.
I'm teasing.
So we can cover the show, exactly.
Yes, we want to make the show great.
Yeah, whatever money you were going to send to Perry Saturn's GoFundMe, send it to us. He's already got enough help.
I know. Yeah. He has Jericho putting $1,000 in every week. Is it $1,000 every week? I don't know. Okay.
There's been so many times where right after you say something, it's like we're trying to like process it and go...
Dead air.
Yes. We love dead air.
It's like an MVP match.
Poor MVP. He doesn't know. Oh, I told him a story. I was like, hey, that one time you sucked.
And he was like, which one?
A couple minutes ago. How you doing? Okay.
What's next on this list?
We're gonna talk about
Raw and SmackDown. There's no order. As a matter of fact, let's see. Hold on. say.
Oh, we're going with Raw and SmackDown.
I was gonna say, like, we've kind of like
We gotta throw something else in there for JCL. This is when JCL shows up, and it's right after the closing statements. So.
All right then.
Should we pause it and take a break?
Nah, let's keep going.
Because I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. And you're kind of the life of the show. I don't know that Fran and I are going to hold this down. Fran might.
All right, we're going to take a break, which actually is just pausing it, so it'll be like immediate once it gets back. Okay, yes. Go take a leak. You use the bathroom, not pull up the potty. Don't you want to be girl like your sister or brother? Are you a big boy? When you need the potty, please don't tell your mother. Go tell mommy. Hello, baby, you need to run to the potty. Hello. Welcome back, Dave.
Welcome back to It's a Gory with your host, D.B. Richards.
Fran.
And Kristen.
The missus.
Again, we discussed this. I'm a massage therapist. No happy endings here. Just saying.
How you doing?
Jinx.
But then who are you going to talk to the rest of the episode if both of us can't talk?
Get out!
You broke the rules of Jinx. Out.
Yes.
So, what were we talking about before they decided that we needed a leak? For those of you who can't see Dave's mime routine, it's pretty fantastic.
It's DB.
Don't care. You couldn't talk, so how can you correct me?
I don't know. I had to.
They're having a moment over here.
It is.
Lots of moments! So, Corey Graves.
Corey Graves? We already talked about
Let me read this.
Oh, okay.
The match also saw announcers Corey Graves and Tom Phillips spar on commentary, airing a video package of a love triangle between Fox, Swan, You're a Trash Pervert, to Graves, making a reference to the recent social media scandal. Oh! Oh! Read this! Oh, wait, we're still on.
Yes, we are still
on. Yeah, so not everybody can see what's going on here.
Recent social media, I don't even know. Just read this.
Dude, I need to find 205 and listen to this
content. San Diego's on Instagram's.
Corey Graves just went all out on that. I need to watch this now. It's kind of funny.
It's a lot longer playing than I've got. Wow, Corey Graves is a dick.
Dude!
It's kind of funny, though.
Dude! That's what's so great about Corey Graves.
That he's a dick.
Yes. Truth.
Yeah.
Savage. Okay. Before we get back, favorite matches. What was your favorite matches?
No. That's gonna be for our next episode.
Oh, well, it's next episode.
Yeah.
We're also so super excited about it.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna have a little pause for a second as I try to explain things.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on a second here. Flash. Don't worry. Yeah, whatever.
We should do a short one next week.
And we're back.
Oh, hi, everybody. We're back. Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view, Backlash. We talked about it, didn't we?
Well, we've mentioned Great Balls of Fire on several occasions. We just keep talking
about, like, why are they doing, like, you know, I'm sure that Brock Lesnar is like, guys, I can't wait to get, you know, make my return at Great Balls of Fire. Like, it just...
So if you think about it, neither brand right now, Raw or SmackDown, has really done anything with their major champions. In a decent amount of time.
Like,
focus on the secondary titles, which is not a bad thing.
Right, but then you gotta kind of wonder, like, when they pull things like, oh, the 30-day rule.
The 30-day rule is just as big as bullshit as much as, like, the rematch clause. They will pull that out when it's convenient for them.
That's my point, and that's kind of a little bit annoying.
So, I haven't looked up any of the matches going on for this pay-per-views. right now, but...
Well, for Backlash, they're obviously starting to set that up now. So, AJ Styles inserted himself into the U.S. title mix
with Kevin this Owens, week yes.
with Kevin Owens.
So that could be a good match, but my money's on Kevin Owens keeping that title. Be too soon to, like, lose it.
But you don't want Kevin Owens to be U.S. champion, though. But
would you be even more but upset he's the AJ greatest... Styles ends up the U.S. champion?
Dude, I would love to see AJ Styles win the world title, the U.S. title, the IC title, any goddamn title.
But Kevin Owens causes some kind of, like, I don't know, flip-flopping in your head where you're like, he should have the bell. Why does he have that bell?
No, it's...
You're so conflicted on the inside. You're like, I just don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
I really love Kevin Owens. I love what he does. I love he cheats the little kid in the front row like a piece of crap. I love...
You love that he gives you motivation at the gym so you're not him.
Pause.
You see? He just had a moment right there.
Yes.
This moment... Yeah, hold on, man. We have a lot of we have
Amazon.
Yeah, we're gonna cut to a commercial break. Whatever the hell that is.
Amazon, yeah.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes. Real
American Heroes. Sergeant Slaughter.
Today we salute you, Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
When conventional wisdom said no one could make a hot dog longer than 6 inches, you dared to dream. You knew the limitations of a regular size hot dog bun, and you ignored them. You made a 10-inch wiener, and people cheered. But you weren't satisfied. You said, wait, I think I can still give you 2 more inches. And so the Footlong was born. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Hot Dog Hero, because you gave every single one of us our fondest wish.
Kevin Owens.
Bigger wiener. Thank you. Bud Light beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You can't see me. Welcome back again.
Again.
To Insiguri with DB Richards.
Fran.
And now JCL.
And our special guest, the girl.
The girl that's in the fourth spot in the league. Suck it. Kristen.
Okay. So we were just talking about, JCL just got here, and we were talking about the Great Ball of Fire pay-per-view and Backlash.
Let me just say, I hate that pay-per-view name. I really wish they could have just kept it Bad Blood.
No, but the best thing about it was Big E's response on Twitter.
What did he say?
He was just like, the worst thing about having to go to SmackDown is I can't be a part of Big Great Balls of Fire. Love me some Big E.
Oh, I almost spit that out of my mouth.
Is that the first time you said that? I don't feel like it is.
How you doing? Why did they change the Bad Blood to Great Balls?
It actually had something to do with Brian Pillman.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want people to Google search Bad Blood and have it come up with anything having to do with anything negative from the past, which it's WWE. Like, that's just going to happen. What are they going to do?
He didn't die of night on Bad Blood, did he?
No, but I had...
He died the day of that show. Yeah. Oh, so, like, if you look up anything with Bad Blood, that's
just
something...
It automatically goes to Pillman.
But it's like...
Which I don't disagree with, but could we have come up with something better than Great Balls of Fire?
That's the case. You have to get rid of that one pay-per-view, that one hard dying one.
Over the Edge.
Yeah. They I don't even think they have that on the network.
I don't think they have that either. I'm sorry, that
like, that thing got
curbed. Yeah, they need to get, they need to get rid of TLC too next. Because Mercury getting hit with that ladder, man.
No, that was a good memory. Yeah. Just not for him.
Does he remember?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
So
that's why he went from dreads to a bald head in security.
And... Okay. And Kevin Owens and AJ Styles.
We were talking about how SmackDown Live is setting up Backlash. So with the most recent event with Chris Jericho kind of taking his hiatus to do his tour with his band there. He dropped the title on Tuesday, which AJ Styles inserted himself early in the show, so now it looks like they're setting up Styles versus Owens. Of course, we have Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton that we can expect.
With the Singh brothers?
Yes.
The Bollywood boys.
How thrilling must that be for anybody going to that show? It's like, oh, I cannot wait to see that barn burner of Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, but then they'll be shocked when Jinder wins.
Oh, Jinder is going to win. He is going to win. Like, you can almost guarantee that.
Because, like, the more I start thinking about it, the more I was like, you know what? He might actually win this.
Then they're setting up Breezango versus the Usos for the tag titles. I still can't believe
they won the number one contender.
I'm kind of a little excited for that.
I mean, I'm surprised. I like how SmackDown is, like, making it people you least expect, but...
Because we were just talking about how Tyler Breeze went from getting buried by Nikki Bella...
twice.
To now they're number one contenders.
The Fashion Files.
Yeah, the Fashion Files this week was kind of priceless. Again, my favorite comment from that was they were doing tickets. For those who haven't seen it, their little promo spot, Law and Order style, was, oh, that's jaywalking. Oh, and Jimmy walking, too. So, yes, they were issuing tickets on the Usos, so.
And then you got Nakamura versus to be continued, because you know it's going to be Dolph Ziggler.
Right.
But you already know Nakamura's winning that. You're not going to lose your debut, pay-per-view fight.
The only thing that I think...
Oh, man, is he going to dance all the way down to the ring again?
Very likely, and he'll very likely have his violinist there live.
Oh, gosh.
I mean...
I like, dude's good in the ring, but I freaking... Can we just get it over with? We know you dance all the way down. I mean, you're the Japanese Michael Jackson.
But this is the problem, though, is the fact that that was one of the highlights of NXT was the entrances, but they were highly choreographed entrances.
But the best one out of them all is Glorious!
That's going to be annoying.
Which actually I read somewhere that wasn't even meant for Bobby Roode to begin with. It was actually meant for Shinsuke Nakamura.
That would have been horrible.
Can you imagine if Bobby Roode came out dancing? Like, I mean, it's like a moment you would see off of a WWE game where you're like, I want to see what this guy looks like with this entrance.
Or like how you put everybody to the New Day entrance on.
No, the worst thing to do in any of the wrestling games.
That was the NWO.
No, the funniest entrance to put on any wrestler was somebody like giving Brock Lesnar the HBK entrance.
Oh, yes.
Because he's just a sexy Brock.
He's just a sexy Brock.
But I think that the only title that's questionable is what they're going to do with the women, to be honest, because now they're kind of forming up in little stables of three, which I'm not exactly thrilled with.
Yeah, because there's literally only six wrestlers.
Right, and SmackDown Live has done such an outstanding job with running multiple women's storylines.
Well, that's
that are
why
holding their
this
own
also
weight.
Just like gives it away that Charlotte's going to be faced too. Like,
but this is why they have the 32 woman tournament. Who are they going to pull out of that tournament and say, hey, you guys did well, let's give you contracts?
Well, let's just
Sarah Del Rey.
Let's take Alicia Fox off that list because we already know it's not going to be her.
I'm really hoping that they pull Asuka up and send her to SmackDown Live.
Yeah,
because I definitely think, as much as I love Bayley and some of the other women on the Raw roster, I definitely think SmackDown has a stronger women's roster.
Yeah, but that women's tournament, I'm looking forward to it. But let's be real, it's going to be like 2/3 NXT and like 1/3 main roster.
You know who I wonder who's going to be in it? Velvet Sky. Is that her?
She's with WWE now?
No.
No.
But I'm wondering what her contract looks like because I think that she would be very, very good.
Who was
on
that?
Either
Dreamer
show.
Does owe Vince a favor.
Who was that? who are the people that. Who are the ones in NXT right now, like, as far as women wrestlers?
Asuka, Ember Moon, Peyton Royce, Liv Morgan.
Billy Kay.
The crazy psycho chick from Sanity. Nikki Cross, right?
Yeah. Nikki Cross, yes.
And the, Rebel Moon, Ruby something?
Something
Ruby
like
Sky? No, not Ruby Sky. That was...
Ruby something.
Ruby...
The one with the
goddamn.
I just saw her today on a clip, but I can't remember what her name is. I have to be honest that I
that right there is a better description than the fantasy page with the who's gonna win the Japanese guy. We're just gonna cover all Japanese guys. So.
No, that was one of the questions for WrestleMania. Who's gonna get thrown out? Who's gonna be the final four, and do put down a Japanese wrestler? Nice job, Joe Lowe. Don't forget Aaliyah. Danielle Carmella.
Are we going to see any surprises?
Maybe Lana.
Kimberly Frankley.
Lana's already on roster.
Lacey Evans.
What is up with Lana's?
Ain't Liv Morgan a porn star?
So you know where I think that they're going, because they tried to turn Eva Marie into.
They're basically just giving her.
And yeah. Emma into Emmalina. So they're kind of looking for that like throwback to the Attitude Era, like the diva.
No, it's not going to be Attitude Era unless we have like Jerry Lawler say something like
about puppies. Yeah.
No. It's like. Hey, Booker T, you know what it is when you spell Lana backwards, right? It's like, shut up, King, shut up.
It's Ruby Riott.
Ruby Riott, that's her name.
Yeah.
Who was the one person that was in Chikara that's in NXT right now?
And where?
Chikara. It was this one person that, like, there was this article online about how this one guy was getting a bunch of shit for, like...
Sarah Del Rey was in Chikara.
It was somebody else. Who went by like Princess Peach or something?
Princess Peach.
I think that was the name.
Did I show you the picture of the little midget guy dressed up as Mario at a midget wrestling thing? We had to go to the next one. I think it's July 9th or something.
You know, one... Sorry to like just change the subject on.
It happens a lot here.
One... If they do like start bringing in more people back or like whatever for this women's tournament, one person I would love to see is, especially now after she's done like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and all that, is Eve Torres. Because like she had a nice little record for herself too.
No, I want to see the awkward altercation between the Hardys and Lita.
Oh, that would be great.
Now apparently they're all good or whatever, whatever.
No, what about Maria and one of the Bellas? Yeah. Like, how are they on the same show? Is it just like...
Well, the Bells are gone. Simple as that.
But still, like, how does somebody like that even back anyway? Because I guess John Cena's like, you know what?
It's a new world now. Jim Cornette was at the Hall of Fame. Like...
Well, actually, both Bellas are slated to come back around SummerSlam.
Oh, for real? I thought Nikki was going to retire.
She's taking time off to heal, but I don't think she's done.
She's not going to be done until...
They're looking at, Brie was talking about wanting to post-baby come back. And I think that would be kind of fun. Yeah. You know what I mean? To see the Bellas again.
So Brian could be like Mr. Mom or something? just going to give him a bigger itch to even like, you know, rest. Like, my wife is rest. No!
I want to wrestle too!
As much as I love Daniel Bryan, I don't think that he's going to last much past his contract.
No, I think he's going to go independent.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Wrestle Japan.
Quick question, though. Who do you think they're going to get to replace him, though? Because my guess was originally Kurt Angle, but he's on Raw.
So Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. I just vomited a little.
Dude, they're talking to him again.
Yeah, but he's not now.
I only accept it if he comes back as Mr. America.
Dude, I'm down with that.
Just bring Teddy Long back.
Teddy Long.
Holla holla.
Yeah. Holla holla.
But who would take the place, though? Because he can't talk about The Undertaker anymore. That'd be somebody else. Why can't Strowman be on SmackDown? It'd be like, you're going to go one-on-one with Braun Strowman.
You're going to be one-on-one with Eddie Guerrero.
Could be Steve Austin.
Steve Austin?
I would accept Steve Austin as GM.
Okay.
I guess I'm looking too like small. I'm thinking of like people who like made an impact on SmackDown. So my guess would have been like, I don't know, like how many good wrestlers were like famous on SmackDown?
Edge.
The Rock.
Edge actually would probably be a good
one. Edge would be a good one.
Edge and Christian maybe probably.
Yeah, but do you think that Edge would like Edge really comes across as a guy who goes, I want to be able to
do something.
I want to be able to make appearances when I feel like it. I don't want to be under contract.
I don't think Christian does either.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Daniel Bryan didn't really... I mean, he was stuck under contract, but I can't imagine that was a very pleasant conversation to begin with. Hey, so we're not going to let you wrestle, but how do you feel about being on TV almost every week and being around it to run, you know, to be the GM of SmackDown?
I think Daniel Bryan will be better as a trainer.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
If he can't wrestle for real, I think he'll be a better trainer.
Daniel Bryan?
Send him down to the performance center.
You know he's going to go to Japan or something.
We know. Yeah, he's not over. He'll be back.
I kind of secretly hope he ends up calling Tommy Dreamer. I'm just saying, how you doing?
Hey, Tommy, you know, can I come to HOH?
Like, straight up, I was paid to see that.
So, let's talk about women wrestling.
Yes. So, a little bit of an awkward transition. So, what do we want to talk about women's wrestling?
I just found, like, the top 25 most impact women in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one I saw on there was Tori Wilson.
She's number one?
No, she's not number one. She's on the
list.
I don't know who made this list. I just saw it.
Tori Wilson wasn't that good.
We know this isn't Chris Jericho's list.
This is my list with Tori Wilson will be under Miss Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth was Impact, but she never wrestled.
Yeah. Okay, where did you get this list, and why is it still
there? I don't know. I found it on WWE. WWE.com.
This will probably be my, like, five influential women's wrestlers.
Ladies
Nae
first.
Young, Trish Stratus, Lita.
Guess who comes number two?
Yeah.
Bull. I don't know how Tori got on that list with her. Ivy comes next.
I guess I said everything. Fabulous Moolah.
I think that there were so many women, and this is going to sound a wee bit cliche, that were before their time that, given the opportunity that the women superstars are being given now in WWE, would have been amazing to see. You know, like we were, Alundra Blaze, you were just talking about, Fabulous Moolah, you know, Mae Young.
See,
way
Fabulous,
before the time. Sherry Fabulous Martel.
Fabulous Moolah, Mae Young, all the women from back in that era, they did wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got into the era of the 80s that we didn't see that much women wrestling.
There was almost none.
No, none. I mean, Sherry Martel was there.
Other than Sensational
titled,
yeah.
But she became a valet.
Yeah, other than Elizabeth,
like, nobody knows that she wrestled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you got that area. And then the 90s came in and you got Lunda Blaze. You know what I mean? She was great over in WCW, but she didn't do anything really.
This is early 90s. Too.
Yeah, this is.
It's because the WWE at that time just wanted to use the women
for sex
wrestling. Yeah, for sex appeal.
That's
yeah.
When the
which
late
is
90s
where
came,
your
that's
Tori
where
Wilson, which is where yeah.
No, we're talking about a different 90s part. We're talking about the Lunda Blaze part that they brought back wrestling a little bit, but Lunda Blaze was the main focus. You had Bull Nakano. You had what was that other lady?
Which one?
The big one.
The one that just died not so long ago? Nicole Bass?
Who? No, not Nicole Bass. She came in a little bit later on. No, she was... Was she Canadian?
I think you mean Benoit's wife.
No.
No?
Benoit's wife, woman.
She was a valet.
Oh. I'm hoping her name came up on here. Luna Vachon was in that era.
Luna Vachon was awesome.
Yeah, you know what I mean? She was a null one, but they made her as a valet, too. You mostly saw her, like, coming out with Bam Bam Bigelow or the Head Shrinkers or whoever, you know what I mean? Lunda Blaze, came up.
Well, here's a question. What about the ones that were known for being valets and they might have had a match and it was like, oh, my God, that match is actually pretty awesome?
So, like, Trish Stratus.
Trish
Stratus became great after that.
I have one in mind. I'm trying to see if anybody guesses one.
Was it Jackie?
No.
So Jackie, Malina? Didn't she valet? God, it was Sable's husband.
You remember what one of ECW's most violent matches was, right?
No.
It was
Tommy Dreamer versus Raiden.
No, it was Beulah versus Bill Alfonso.
That was a good match.
And Fonzie lost a ton of blood that night.
Sable came out as a valet. She didn't...
Sable never wrestled, though, did she?
Oh, yeah, she did.
She won a women's championship.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then China.
Yeah, and of course,
Steph
China.
Steph McMahon never wrestled till...
I forgot to put China on my top five.
See, I would have problems with top five. With, you know, impactful, you know what I mean?
Result
you know,
of love
like,
for
she's
Molly.
She's got a lot of records, though. Like.
Trish Stratus is an all-one that she became great. You know what I mean?
Like,
but, like, now you got into the era, the Trish Stratus era with Lita. That Miss Jackie. Who else are we missing?
Mickie
James.
Jazz. Victoria.
Victoria. Dude, wrestling...
Michelle.
Wrestling was sex appeal, but they were bringing a little bit back. A little bit of wrestling back for women.
They, like,
Lita,
I was listening
Trish.
To an interview with, like, Natty Neidhart, and she was just like, they had to fight for those minutes. Like, literally, it was a matter of minutes, because most of those women's matches, despite what we want to think, were minutes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, like, if they got to do anything really related to wrestling, it was very few and far between.
And then that's where we had, talking about Jerry Lawler earlier, puppies.
Yeah, I got
so that got so annoying. I just wanted to knock my TV off. Oh, I did.
Yeah, but, like, some of their matches got so bad that they just basically started becoming a piss break at some point.
Yeah, like, you know, let me just say this, you know, and I don't want to take away from anything that these women are, you know, back in that era, you know, as we transitioned into the female superstars of today, they're absolutely beautiful. A lot of them are very intelligent, you know what I mean? And they did what they were permitted to do at the time, but I just think that it's a shame because a lot of them had so much talent that never got utilized, and maybe it just wasn't the appropriate time. Maybe the audience wasn't ready, you know, to accept women's wrestling, which is why I have to admit, and maybe it sounds a wee bit feminist, and I don't mean for it to be since I'm the only girl sitting on the panel here this evening, but I'm super excited because when I grew up watching some of those wrestlers that we had talked about, however, like GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling or whatever, and correct. It was just... It's very empowering, especially as you have women coming up in a generation, to be able to see the female superstars of the WWE. And I'm not taking away from any other promotion, but again, this is kind of my weak suit that I don't really watch any other promotion.
But women wrestlers doesn't last long anyway.
But that because
they get married, they want to get pregnant, they want
that have kids. But that's transitioning, that's changing.
Who was it? It was
Brie. Brie quit just recently.
Rosa Mendez.
Hers are quit.
When she was around and all of a sudden she was like, I'm going to be gone because I'm pregnant. And then she just never came back.
Yeah. Well, they didn't really have a storyline for Rosa Mendez anyway.
No, he was talking about Karma.
Oh.
Awesome Kong, yeah. But she lost that kid, and that's kind of sad.
You remember the one feud in TNA? It was Awesome Kong versus Gail Kim. That feud was Women's Revolution before WWE started using that to death.
TNA was starting it off. They had some great...
TNA, like, that...
That was, the one strong point of TNA.
That feud was the biggest thing TNA had, so...
Because Gail Kim is, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like...
She's somebody else who was underutilized in WWE.
And then you start seeing Michelle McCool and Layla. Like, wrestling was getting a little bit better for women.
But to your point of, like, the longevity of the female wrestlers' careers, again, that's in the transition of changing. Because you look at how long has Naomi been around.
Naomi.
You know, Natalya. You know, the Bellas have been around for almost 10 years and so on and so forth. So that's continuing to change. You know, again, like, wrestlers sustain injuries and they come back. So who's saying that female superstars can't start their families and come back? So I guess we'll kind of see what that...
We'll see how Brie
Bella, if she transitions back and so on and so forth.
And maybe Nikki will have a kid and then...
Yeah, we'll see if John Cena buys off on that, but...
you can't see his kid.
No, can't
Do you
see
think
that.
We're ever going to see a women's match main event WrestleMania?
I think it's possible. I don't know that it'll be anytime
it'll
soon.
It'll probably be one of the main events.
You know what?
Yeah, it'll be like a double...
Vince McMahon is not alive anymore. You'll see a women's...
I don't know. Here's the thing, though. I think, like, half of it also has to do with what's the latest cool thing. And, like, they really start picking up on that, like, when Ronda was still, like, huge in UFC before she turned into whatever. So now they're like, well, you know, that's kind of out the window, but let's still focus on our thing.
Mm-hmm. Only if Charlotte Flair is main event.
I was going to say, like, they're holding their own. They are.
They're amazing.
Best performers, to your point, or to the name you just mentioned... is Charlotte Flair. When she came up from NXT, I was kind of one of her haters because I'm like, dude, she has four moves and she sucks on the mic.
Hold up. Who was all for her?
Right, and I'm not taking that away from you. I'm admitting, you know what I mean, how well she's done in transitioning in her character development and how well she's able to hold a match. So now she's the person that they put into the ring with the performer that can't really sustain themselves. You know what I mean? She's the strong... You know, she's the one that's helping pull that match along, and I think that she's done a lot for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget women like Becky Lynch.
I think is grossly underutilized.
I think this Thursday I thought it was a bad idea. I thought she should have turned on Charlotte Flair.
Way would have not made sense because Natty turned on her too. So, like, the angle that they were playing, I'm like, oh, Charlotte turned on you, she betrayed you. It would have not made sense.
Oh, never mind. Oh. It didn't make sense. Yeah.
It didn't make sense. You got Sasha Banks, like, amazing.
I need her to turn heel. Like, she's one of those people, and we were discussing before, I think you and I on the way over here.
The boss.
There's just heels that you like, that you have to. It's just that there's... She's a heel that I love.
There are wrestlers that are just meant to be certain.
Her character does not work as a face.
Like... Hulk Hogan's meant to be a hero. Randy Orton's meant to be a heel. Sasha's meant to be.
When are they going to pull the trigger on the main roster feud of Bayley and Sasha that they just seemingly are holding back on?
When she gets the title back,
they're holding back on that. Like they're holding back on.
They never John Cena turning.
The way I see it,
I'd probably say like SummerSlam or WrestleMania, depending on how what other turns they want to put in.
Because they have to utilize somehow Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss.
I love them together.
As long as Nia Jax actually like catches people on the moonsault and doesn't kill them with the shoulder breaker.
Yes.
She started doing it again. Nia Jax is smiling.
It's because of Alexa Bliss. Because they're BFFs or whatever you
want to call them. I understand they're BFFs or whatever. But my whole thing is, you're supposed to be a beast.
Right.
You're supposed to be the Awesome Kong. A WWE.
I'm not condoning it, but I'm like, I saw it as soon as because when they did the Superstar Shakeup, I'm a big advocate of, I like the whole break in kayfabe. I do. Yeah. I like being able to watch them on social media. I think it's entertaining to watch.
Like how?
Yeah.
Strowman!
No.
Oh, there's another one.
It's not that. It's the break in kayfabe. Here's the thing. Not to cut off, but before my brain explodes, it's okay when they have their shows outside of that, but once again, like I mentioned with almost every other episode, I hate the Divas Revolution whatever thing when they have the whole, like, we just had a really good match. We just killed each other. Let's give each other a hug. They haven't done that in a while,
because luckily. That was the gay porno moment of the life.
But, like, it's like, don't do that. It's like, I really, you know... I'm sorry. I don't think that.
Well, maybe in that specific circumstance.
But here's the thing, though. It's not like they're not doing a whole storyline of like, oh, we have mutual respect. It's we just had a great match. God, I love you. Like,
it's like the hug is like when Ring of Honor is like, oh, let's shake hands in the beginning of the match.
No, we are not going to have the hug of honor. Okay. Like,
it's the hug of honor.
Oh my God.
Is that the new HOH?
The hug of honor.
No, I just think it's a little unrealistic giving today's social media, schematics with everything that they have out there to expect kayfabe to hold up. Yeah. Like today, I think I just posted an article on Facebook that Braun and Roman Reigns there killed each other in this match. Dude, they're out touring Italy. They're in the Coliseum earlier today. They got like a group picture just and they're like, hey, what?
That's why they. A lot of people, you know what? Then Dean Ambrose is awesome because he doesn't do a lot of social media. As a matter of fact, he hates it.
Oh, dude!
Like he said he had a Twitter account. And he was like, I just have one because they told me to, but you never see him on it.
Yeah.
So, but Ambrose gets a lot of shit, but that's one thing he is good at. So.
He keeps it real.
But to the
but the thing about Dean cracks me up still. Total divas.
Oh, he is.
Oh my gosh, so dude! Funny. Do you remember when the hat? We talked about that before the hat part.
Yeah.
And he jumps over and chases the dude.
Yeah, I kind of feel like he's really legitimately that like psycho in real life, but
I don't think he's psycho. He's just
entertaining.
Entertaining.
So, but
he just needs to stop. I don't know if many fans feel the way.
It's called the wacky line.
The lunatic lariat.
What's the name of it?
It's actually called the Wacky Line.
That sounds like something you buy at Toys R Us.
It's like with the Warren Brothers Looney Tunes.
It's like something something you get at Acubox along with the portable holes.
Oh, my. All right, so.
We talked about Mickey Mouse. We talked about Bugs Bunny.
Now we're going to talk about Dean Ambrose.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know what? He did have that whole, like, Looney Tunes thing going with Seth Rollins where they kept chasing each other.
Dude, right there, WWE. Make a movie with Looney Tunes. Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
Starring Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
That's Seth
freaking Rollins.
Dude, that would be awesome. Like how they're doing Space Jam 2 with
LeBron
Crappy James.
Seth freaking Rollins. Can they please let him keep a finisher?
Yeah, I hate his new finisher.
Oh, don't worry. He'll get it established and people will start loving it because, like, didn't like when he was doing a pedigree, but then there was a couple times where I was like, okay, him countering the spear into a pedigree was pretty awesome, and Triple H is probably like, why didn't I think of that? Like, but, and then it was like, okay, so we got that established. Now let's give you the,
lame-ass high knee move.
But, it, you know what they should call it? They should call it the move that broke John Cena. Just like how Michael Cole for a while when Brian beat like
the,
Cena
the
Brian never had a name for the flying knee. It was just the flying knee.
That was called the yes name.
That's what he was calling it, but they never called it on the air. But like for the longest time, or for like a probably a month and a half, 2 months afterwards, every single time he hit it, they would be like, my God, it's the move that beat John Cena. So whenever Rollins hits the knee, it should be, my God, it's the move that broke John Cena's nose.
I can see that.
Is that like Ghostbusters? Like, what's going on there?
I was like, wait, is that a Cesaro coming out?
Like, what?
So, okay. Any final thoughts?
I'm looking forward to this next week of wrestling. I would like to see where this women's tournament goes, and I hate Seth Rollins' finisher. I wish he went back to the Seth Walker or the Skywalker, whatever he called it.
God's last gift.
I want to see the curb stomp.
Yeah,
the
curb stomp. God's last gift.
God's last gift would be hell. The Rubik's cube.
You know what? Nice. He needs to do it on somebody the size of like Strowman too.
Yeah.
Just because.
I would totally love to see that.
So May the 4th be with you all.
Nice.
Ah, you like that, dude.
How you
doing? How you doing?
Oh my goodness.
This is gonna be great, everybody. I'm gonna just say.
You're like speechless, right? You're like,
I just thought we had fun here. Women wrestling.
I'll follow up with a blog. I'll finally start writing again. I'll follow up with a blog.
Oh, you're going to follow up a blog? Say how much,
I feel like that there's how much more you love DB Richards? I could, but yeah.
Okay,
I don't think that's
something else. We got to do some plugs or whatever. All right, so the On This Day stuff for who does that?
What's that?
The Ticket Taker.
Who does that?
Oh. To the,
George.
George.
The Ticket Taker.
The Ticket Taker. I don't give a crap about
the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Paul Marino.
Who's our biggest fan?
Our biggest fan? Chad LeBlanc. I'm going to put him on the show.
Who's our second biggest fan who has yet to...
Blue Meanie.
Yes, exactly.
Blue Meanie, if you're out there. Dude, we're plugging you. Listen to us.
Yes, we can get at least 6 more views.
And I'm going to get an autograph for you next time. And it's going to be awesome because you're going to like put down like 2 Itzigori from Blue Meanie.
Yes.
Dave completely just had like a 5-year-old kid moment. I love it.
He was marking out, man.
Drink it in, man.
NXT pay-per-view, Backlash, the Fantasy League. If you want to try it out, Please put your picks in and try to beat these guys in this room.
What are you sitting at?
I'm moving up fast. I went from 37 to 26, so I'm going to
count. How you doing?
How you doing?
She's like 4
points. Boom!
How you doing?
As long as I remain back in top 20, I'm fine.
I need to get back up there, too. I'm okay. A 27. This is DB Richards with...
Fran.
JCL.
And Kristen.
And we'll see you next time. Oh, you stopped it on us?
No, I didn't stop it. I'm stopping it now.
Oh, you're stopping it now?
This thing. Oh, no. Bye, everyone. Last episode.